Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's time for the AEW Revolution 2023 predictions. I am Luke Owen, D-A-D, and I'm joined today by Oliver Davis.
It's me. I love AEW. I'm every AEW fan's friend.
Yeah? Is this what your big new thing is?
Famously 100% consistent that always loved AEW, and that's because CM Punk's coming back at this show.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, do you actually?
I actually think he's coming back.
Huh.
That's the big thing. And they're going to come back. The Elite's going to beat House of Black. And then FTR will come out.
Right.
And that will be your next six-man tag to build to All Out.
Wow, you think Punk would work with them and they would work with Punk?
Yes. Yep.
And Dax is very happy.
Oh, yeah. It's all a work, brother. Because, you know, Dax famously is never trying to work people in any of his interviews or any of his Twitter posts.
I'm just telling the truth. If some people don't like this truth that somehow actually benefits my negotiations right now, that's not my fault. I would say if CM Punk does come back, because I don't actually believe he's going to come back.
I do.
I would say if he comes back, I'd see it more of a double or nothing time. Because I don't think he, like, even in optimistic timescales, he is not healed from injury.
Yeah, we don't have him wrestling next week on Dynamite.
Yeah. I would wait till he's ready to go. And the more time to heal wounds.
Ollie, it's worked so perfectly with Adam Cole. I just don't think that we need to just delay this any further.
Who else is currently injured? Just bring out Randy Orton. I'm coming back. See you later.
See ya. As I previously said, I am back.
Oh, yes. As I definitely didn't mislead people, here I am like I always said I eventually would be.
When The Rock came back and he's like, I'm never going away ever again. Then he didn't come back for like three months. And he was like, look, what The Rock meant is that I'm always here in spirit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like Jack is always with Kate Winslet. What I would say would happen if Punk came back, which I don't think he is, but if Punk comes back, I do not think he goes anywhere near the Elite. I think they'll weirdly exist in two different pocket universes.
The Cody verse.
You'll have the Punk verse, you'll have the Elite verse, which, let's be honest, kind of actually exists. We just didn't realize it existed because Cody had a more flagrant, blatant Cody verse.
Yeah.
But it is the Elite do something, and then there's everybody else. But so Punk comes back, and he comes back in the main event after MJF has beaten Bryan Danielson. Spoiler for my predictions when we actually do that match, because it is a year to the pay-per-view that CM Punk beat Max.
Or counter. Punk helps MJF win.
Whoa!
And we go on that run of the two-man power trip.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
A year to the day that they ended their rivalry, they're now on the same page.
Yeah, again, that I don't think that's going to happen. But actually, what could get Max more heat than them really side with a heel punk who brings up all this stuff?
Yeah.
They're both like, we're both going to WWE.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Punk doing promos on AEW Dynamite. I'd be like, I can't wait to go back.
Yeah.
Triple H is on the phone. I'm on the phone to Bruce all the time. Yeah,
yeah. Anyway.
Anyway. Like, I don't know. The only reason I've gone to the CM Punk thing, we'll get into the actual predictions in a second. It's just that, like, there's so much chat about him at the moment. And, like, you know, Kenny, hey, you say that Kenny did the sessions with Renee and did mention that legally he can't talk about it, Ariel Helwani, and mentioned that I wish Punk well.
Hmm.
He's mending the fences.
Forgiveness
is divine, but never pay full price for late pizza. But you can get your predictions in for this as well, not just in the comments down below, which we do want to hear.
Hmm.
But this episode, this build for Revolution, it's not about the Jam That Championship. It's not even about the number one contendership. The match at WrestleJam is locked in place. It's me versus Pete for the title across both nights one and night two. And we're going to have cumulative scores going across there. This is about Wrestle League. Ollie, tell me about Wrestle League.
Wrestle League used to be exclusive just to Patreons, but we have made it free for all. All you need to do is go over to WrestleTalk.com, create yourself an account, and you predict the cards for every pay-per-view. And what we do is we have seasons. So it's not like you will predict Revolution and we'd all predict Revolution and you'll have 100,000 people at number one because there's only, well, I say there's only seven matches.
There's only seven matches now.
There probably will be 100 matches and there could be more sort of integer data points. But what we do is we run seasons. So the current season, I believe, runs from Elimination Chamber until, or maybe Royal Rumble, I think it's Chamber, until the last night of WrestleMania.
Sure does.
And it totals up all your cumulative picks to see not who's the best on the night, but who's the best overall, over months. And you'll not just be competing against, I mean, we had 3,000 people sign up for the first time we did this at Elimination Chamber.
Sure did, yeah.
Loads. We're so thankful everyone's given it a go. I hope you had fun doing it because you'll also be competing against all of us here in the office.
So these are our actual Wrestle League predictions that we're going to be putting in. So let's kick things off. In fact, you know what? This was the match that was announced on Rampage. We'll kick it off with this. The Elite defending the Trios Championships against the House of Black. Malakai Black, Brody King, and Buddy Matthews.
What a story. That's what I like about this feud. It's there's loads of character bits. There's loads of promos to build this.
No. I mean, there have been a lot of promos. It's just that the promos have been no substance to them.
When the Trios Championships were introduced, I was like, okay, you know, let's have a couple of months of the Elite doing their thing, and then boom, we'll get into the meat of the House of Black feud. It's just, like that and the Blackpool Combat Club are just like really juicy stakes that you can have so many angles and you can tell this really good story. I'm fine with the Death Triangle thing being a best of seven series. It's a great way to start it off. But I was kind of ready for a more, it's a dirty word, sports entertainment style approach to something like the House of Black, who are so very gothic and a very high concept gimmick. But it really was just, we show up, we look at you, we've got a match. It's a 10-day build, if that.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make me believe that the House of Black are going to win this. No, I'm predicting an Elite retention.
I'm going with an Elite retention here as well. I'm actually slightly disappointed in this because of the trios that AEW have, this was like the one I was most excited about. Because we've got like the Young Bucks going up against Buddy Matthews and Brody King with Malakai in there as well. Kenny and Buddy Matthews, like that's when Buddy came in. We were like, that's one of the matches we want to see is Kenny versus Buddy, even though Buddy is so wide now.
Doing the pointing thing.
Yeah, exactly.
At each other.
Well, pointing at each other's knees.
V-trigger.
And unfortunately, it is just a match, like you mentioned, it's just, we're doing it. Like if anything, it almost feels like the way the indie promoters just announce dream matches and they'll be like, guys, are you excited?
Yeah, in the same, you know, I am excited.
And it works.
Yeah.
Like, we have been to shows here locally that just, hey, we're doing Minoru Suzuki versus Keith Lee. And you're like, oh, sign me up.
Great.
I'm buying a ticket because I want to go and see that. I don't need a storyline to go, I don't need a storyline reason to go and see that. But I think when you have a weekly TV show, you do need something more than just, here is a match that is happening. You kind of need some reason, some substance to kind of go into it. And I think we're missing that with, what I'm saying is there's a lot that's been left on the table.
Yeah. It feels like there's a bit of an open goal here to tell a crazy good month-long build.
Yeah.
And there's been none of it. But like you said, yeah, I agree, Tony Khan is an indie booker. But facetious, but he is an extraordinary matchmaker.
Yeah.
And this is a classic Tony move. You want to see a dream match, and it will be bloody excellent. And I think come Monday morning, bleary-eyed, we will all be saying, that's match of the night.
Easily so. I think it probably will be.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe... Usually I get more excited, like, oh, all the directions they can spin off from this point. Malakai Black versus Kenny. Some tag team stuff with the Bucks. But it does seem that currently you are in the trios division. You are in the tag division. You're locked off.
Mm.
So, yeah. Whereas before, like, even if you go back to pre-All Out, you'd have Dax going singles and then tag and moving all around.
I think the Bloodline has really changed the game somewhat, because this style of just announcing a match that people want to see, the sort of dream match scenario, absolutely would have worked at the start of AEW.
Mm.
Like in that early 2019 era, if they'd have just said, oh yeah, one of the matches at All In, All Out 2020, whatever, or 2019 is House of Black versus the Elite, like, oh my God, this promotion's the greatest place on earth,
yeah,
because
yeah,
they're giving us as wrestling fans exactly what we want. And they still are. But the game has changed so much now by the other company in terms of story-driven and really making people invested in more than just the wrestling itself. I feel like you've got to do more than just say, here are six excellent wrestlers having an excellent... Because this is going to be match of the night.
Yeah.
I think unequivocally it will be.
What AEW have done is they've flooded the market with great wrestling. And we see it every week and we see it every month. Like five-star matches on TV. So, yeah, we kind of crave the opposite of that, which is story-driven things.
And it's why I'm so into the MJF Danielson thing, because it's so... That's all character and story-driven. Mm-hmm. You know, with 2 weeks ago on Dynamite, we had... On the same night, you had, like, Danielson and Roosh, and you had MJF and Takeshita. It's like, man, any one of those, like, 15 years ago would have been, like, this... lorded over match that you would have had to download terrible quality rips off, and you have to run through VLC media play because it's the only video player that will actually play it.
And only three other people are sourcing it on Pirate Bay.
This is going to take me at least 2 days to download. But now we just get it. That's like that.
Yeah.
There's two of them on one show. Up next for the AEW Women's Championship, it is a three-way match as the champion Jamie Hayter defends against Saraya and Ruby Soho. What say you?
I went first last time.
I'm not a haterade. I don't drink it. but I will do on this one because Hayter's my girl.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going with a Hayter retention here. I think there's every chance they could swerve us and put the belt on Saraya, because I think that would be a real heel thing to do, because they are, like, you know, the mean girls of the division, and they are also kind of the focal point of the division at the moment. Mm. Ruby Soho, I don't think, is winning this belt, but I think there is an outside chance that Saraya might.
Yeah, if the Gun Club hadn't won the tag belt so recently, I would be going like Saraya's winning this. But because they did the unworthy heel win, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, that's what's given me pause. I also think they do eventually want to tell the Baker-Hater split, and that is something done... The title could certainly drive, although you could totally tell that story with just friends turning on friends. Don't need the belt in that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh
no! What you do?
Yeah, definitely not Soho.
Yeah, you need to get the ROH Pure Championship in there, because that's worked out so well for the Garcia Jericho split.
I think there's a lot of title changes elsewhere on the show.
Do you now?
Well,
right, okay.
Two.
Yeah,
I think two are going to happen.
Uh huh.
But I don't think the trios are going to change hands. I'm going to say Hayter retains too. I think it's a safe choice, but you know, it's most likely what's going to happen.
It's a singles match with the Jericho Appreciation Society banned from ringside. A story that kind of ended 3 months ago, but we're still here. Chris Jericho versus Ricky Starks. It's weird to say that it ended 3 months ago because it only started in January.
Yeah, well,
but it feels like it's been going longer than it has.
Because it's the same thing every week, and we got the finish first. Ricky Starks has already beaten Jericho. If we were doing this logically, just like the sort of... what film is it? It's the Benjamin Button. It starred as a fully formed adult and it has gone backwards.
I thought you were going to say Memento.
Memento also does, well, yeah, it could work.
Oh, no, because Memento, I suppose, does actually, you know, you get the conclusion at the end of the movie.
And it all makes narrative sense and it's fulfilling. This is told out of, completely out of whack. Technically, the way the build has gone, they have told the story of Jericho finally pinning Starks. That is an awful story to tell for your dominant heel.
Not if you're Chris Jericho.
Starks has got to win.
Yeah.
If Starks does not win, this has just been an absolute waste of a couple of months and one of the more exciting guys on their roster. I'm going with my heart and my head. Ricky Starks.
I'm saying Ricky Starks as well, for more or less the exact same reasons. For the TNT Championship, the champ, the king of television, Samoa Joe versus Wardlow's world.
Has he said that for a while?
Oh, I can't remember. I don't think he said it in the my dad had long hair promo.
That would be a definite tonal shift.
That's a real gear shift right there. Yeah, Joe Wardlow. War Joe implodes. I think this is one of the other where you're going to say the title's changing hands. And there's part of me that... I mean, I don't think I would have said it is. I think Joe would have retained until they brought the dad element into this.
Yeah.
That makes me think it is going to go back onto Wardlow. I am kind of looking at a mid-card, though, where I'm like, I don't know where you go with Wardlow after this, though. Mm. So I'm saying Wardlow wins... And I also think that then frees up Joe to go and focus on the Ring of Honor tapings.
Oh, yeah, because that's where I want Samoa Joe.
Yeah, on
Honor. I don't want him having this banging TNT title run on TV.
No.
He's one of the best acts they've got at the moment.
Which is why you put him on Honor Club.
And he's had, he's essentially been a transitional champion twice, if he loses here. I think Wardlow wins. I mean... I don't think it will... I think in 6 months' time, Wardlow will probably still be the champion and this would not have benefited him any. Anything.
Yeah.
But they did... It was a nice promo that they did. It has made me more interested in it. And I think it'll be a very good match.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact... You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about United Healthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
In a Texas death match, it is Jon Moxley versus Hangman Adam Page.
This is a match where it's actually singing on all angles for me. I think they've got the story there. It's a great story. The characters are there. It's very complex. And the matches they've had have actually got increasingly better. So I cannot wait for this. Is it their fourth outing?
Yeah, this is my most anticipated match on the card.
Really?
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a bloodbath.
Oh, yeah.
And it's genuinely hard to call because of the way the story's gone. Either guy could walk away from this.
I'll put my prediction down first. Hangman Adam Page walks away with the win. Mm-hmm. I think Page needs this win more than Moxley does. And I think for the story that they've been telling... Oh, do you know what? I'm about to talk myself out of it. The story that they're telling, it means more for Paige's character to win. But equally, it means just as much for him to lose. And those are always the avenues we go down with Hangman Adam Page.
I can tell you who the loser's going to be. The match that follows it.
I can tell you which match that'll be. It's Jamie Hayter versus Ruby Soho.
You don't think that hour-long match? This is a tough card to structure.
Yeah. Well, you know, there'll be a Jade Cargill 5-minute defense in there as well, probably against Red Velvet.
I'm going to go Page as well. I think Moxley still actually hasn't gone on holiday, which I thought we all agreed was what was going to happen when he lost the belt. He's still there every week, bleeding.
Yeah.
So I think Moxley loses so he can transition into a Blackpool Combat Club feud with the Elite eventually. Hangman Page, I think, is perfectly placed to go against MJF as a next challenger because they're very, very similar characters, both very self-destructive and self-loathing, whereas Max almost uses it to fuel his success, this self-loathing aspect, and Hangman is self-destructive. So I think it's tailor-made. I really want to see that match.
I'm going to double check something here before I make a statement that might be wrong. So hold on.
First for the internet. Just say it.
2019. Hold on. Bear with me. You can vamp for a little bit, right?
No.
Hold on. I'm scrolling. Yes, I was right. I was going to say something and I was actually right. Page versus MJF works very, very nice for Double or Nothing because one of the first matches in AEW history is Hangman Adam Page winning the Battle Royal where he last eliminated MJF at Double or Nothing 2019. And AEW really do like to have those little like, isn't that funny? Isn't that a little bit poetic?
Oh, yeah. The poster of the first show did have all the future champions in order from left to right. Funny that, isn't it?
Isn't it funny that?
It's like we think about these things. yeah. But so I'm going for Hangman Page.
Yeah,
although I think it could go either way. And yeah, most anticipated match, really.
Up next, it is for the AEW World Tag Team Championships. We're recording this on a Tuesday. So we're just before Dynamite has aired. So we don't know who the fourth team is here, but it's the Guns versus the Acclaimed versus Team TNA versus TBD.
Oh no, you've read TBD wrong. That's FTR. Those three letters.
You think it's FTR?
Yes.
No, I don't think it is.
Really?
Yeah.
And FTR are just done with the company?
No, because they're coming out with Punk to challenge the Elite.
Oh, I see.
Come on, mate. Try and keep up.
So who do you put in this final slot? Oh,
that's what I'm just bringing up. Hold on.
Motor City Machine Guns did just lose their Impact Tag titles to Bullet Club, but I think they're under Impact contracts.
Well, you know, that's not stopping Aussie Open, is it?
No, no. But they're not. They're under New Japan contracts. That makes more sense.
All right, hold on. AEW Casino Battle Royal
Tag Team 20.
Tag 2023. No, 2024. 2023. Images. Okay. Nope, that's wrong. Okay, so I believe, yeah, March 1st. So it's either Top Flight, Aussie Open, 2.0, Best Friends, Dark Order, The Kingdom, Butcher and Blade, Lucha Bros, Blackpool Combat Club, or La Faction de Bananas.
Could be Penta and Phoenix, could be Blackpool Combat Club.
It won't be Penta and Phoenix. I think they'll be eliminated or they'll be distracted by varsity athletes.
Mm-hmm. Not Blackpool Combat Club, because they're one of the only teams that weren't in the Battle Royal last week.
I have got a feeling it's going to be Best Friends, because yeah. Best Friends was such a focal point of the last Battle Royal. So I think you could have Best Friends win this one.
So who are the Joker team?
Oh, yeah, there'll be a Joker team in there. I don't think it's going to be FTR. Because I think that fuels the online speculation further.
I would love it if it was Santana and Ortiz.
Oh!
But, you know, you don't know where they're reportedly, where they're at with each other.
Yeah. If I was a betting man, I probably would have gone with Best Friends.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there is every chance that it is FTR, I guess. But you're pretty firm that you think it's FTR?
Yeah, I think so. I'd be very surprised, and I think it really does mean FTR are on their way out.
I really don't think it would do. But and do you think if it is FTR, they're going to be the winner? Is your pick currently TBD?
My pick for this video, so I will do my predictions, obviously, after, like for Wrestle League, my prediction for this video is TBD, by which I mean FTR.
I'm in a bit of a bind on this one. Because I don't think the Guns are retaining. I don't think the Acclaimed are winning them back.
Yeah.
I also don't think Team TNA, despite...
Go with your heart.
I mean, I would love it if Team TNA won.
Go with your heart of gold.
I think Tony Khan is too short-sighted to put the tag belts on Team TNA. So that does leave me with TBD, but I also don't think Best Friends are going to win the belts. It's why, like, your prediction of FTR, it does seem like the one that makes the most sense. Let me have a look at that image again. Who else could there be?
Well, it could just be the Joker team.
Yeah.
The Usos.
it could be Top Flight, maybe. Maybe they'll put the belts on Blackpool Combat Club. If they do win it, I could see them getting a good showing in there.
So you're going to go for TBD?
I am going with TBD. I just don't know who TBD is at the moment. Because I just don't think it's any of those three teams.
It's going to be Luther and...
Serpentico. Right, which brings us to the main event. A 16-minute Iron Man match for the AEW World Championship as Bryan Danielson takes on the champion MJF.
I can't wait. I think this is another one where everything's singing, the angles, the storylines, the promos, my God, the matches that Danielson had in the build-up to get this shot. But I think it's ultimately quite clear they haven't actually done a good job of making me feel like it's unpredictable. I'm sure in the match I'll react to near falls, but I think it's pretty obvious Max is retaining.
I think Max is going to retain here. I think the big swerve is that Max is going to win by out-wrestling Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
He is going to he's not going to cheat to win at the end, which I think is what a lot of people are expecting to be like the finish of the match. But I wonder if the swerve of it is, no, Max just wins because he is the better wrestler on the night.
Kicks him in the balls, man.
Yeah?
It is... They're drawn two pins each or something. It's the final seconds, 59:30, 59:31. They're wrestling, they're frantically doing it. Behind the referee's back, low blow.
Cradle,
1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's two babyface for Max at this point.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe you're right. I'm so curious to see how this match goes out. I'm also, from two aspects of this. One, I'm so interested from an MJF character perspective, because that's the thing that is, of anything on AEW Dynamite, that's the thing I'm so invested in at the moment, is what MJF's character is and what it means for the company. Two, so curious to see the crowd reaction to it. Because it's a seven-match card as it currently stands. Likely, we're still going to have Keith Lee and Swerve Strickland added. Likely, we're going to have Christian and Jungle Boy added. I think very smartly, they've moved the Face of the Revolution ladder match to Dynamite this week. So I think that's a very smart move. But I think those two matches of Jungle Boy and Christian, Swerve and Lee, still could be added. And there is a possible Jade Cargill match that could be added as well.
Orange Cassidy.
In a 10-man tag.
Eddie Kingston. Yeah, but it'll still go on.
Yeah, it's all on the pre-shows.
Yeah, but like, it's still so long.
I think that's what you're looking there, at like a 10-match card where your main event is an hour long.
So it's essentially a 13-match card.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Which somehow makes it shorter than All Out. I'm so curious to see whether or not this does have a burnout effect. Like, the crowd will start hot and then there'll just be a lull period at a sort of like the 15, 20 minute mark that doesn't pick back up again until the final 8-9 minutes.
It is a risk, and I think it's surely a lesson they've learned multiple times over the last couple of years. It's one of the main criticisms of these shows. They're too long, but they don't learn from it, unfortunately.
No. So I'm very curious. But I do think my official pick is MJF to retain here. So we've actually got pretty much the exact same. We've got on every single thing. Do you think there are any other matches that we've to be added?
Yeah, so should we do Strickland Lee? I'd say Strickland.
Yeah. As much as I think Lee.
Okay.
I think I'd actually go with Keith Lee to win there.
Do you want to do Jungle Boy Christian?
JB.
I think... Yeah, Jungle Boy.
Yeah, Jungle Boy.
Stokely Hathaway, Hook. Hook.
Hook. Jade Cargill, Red Velvet.
Jade Cargill.
Yeah. Best Friends, Orange Cassidy, Danhausen, and...
Shibata.
versus the Trust Busters and
Yuta and, and Claudio Castagnoli
and Minoru Suzuki. Shibata was called out for spoilers in Ring of Honor tapings.
Yeah,
so he might be in town
by Yuta, no less.
Yeah. So I like that a lot. I mean, there'll be matches to be added. That we've got Dynamite and we've got Rampage to add these two. But Tony, if you're watching this, and you'll be watching this before Dynamite airs, just think about it.
Think about the length, Tony.
Just like, what I want you to do is I want you to put on, because I know you own it, Limp Bizkit's Chocolate Starfish and the hot dog flavored water. Skip all the way to My Way, because the opening line is like, think about it. Oh, no, that's a different Limp Bizkit song. It's the Limp Bizkit song I'm thinking of. People know which one I'm thinking about. There's a track on Limp Bizkit. It's not Significant Other. Skip through them and you'll find it. And it'll go, just think about it. That's what I want you to focus on.
Right.
Hello, this is Luke Owen here. I am recording this about half an hour after Ollie and I finished doing our AEW Revolution 2023 reactions, and I've just remembered the track is Rearranged from the album Significant Other. Rearranged is the song that I was looking for. There's a lyric in there, and I wish DJ Lethal does a little wicker with it. And it says, just think about it. So think about it, Tony. Anyway, that's all from me. Back to those lads.
That was a long bit.
But I think we all agree it was worth it.
Yeah. Just think about it, Tony.
Think
about the length.
I think that's actually what the track is called. So it should be quite easy to find.
Just think about it, Tony.
Just think about it, Tony.
Okay.
When you're booking the Revolution card for 2023. But that is all we've got time for on this edition of the podcast. click the links in the video description down below because that will take you through to Wrestle League. Join in Predictions War against me, Predictions War against Ollie, against Pete, against Laurie, against Tempest. He calls himself the Big Predictions King. Against Dave Bradshaw, the voice of British wrestling.
Adam Blompier. Sullivan Bo Brown.
We're all involved in this. You can compete against us. I had a pretty good Elimination Chamber. Mm. Only one match went awry for me, Bobby Lashley. So I am in pretty good stead to win this season. So I'm feeling confident. Come and join us. Click the links in the video description down below. And hey, when you're in the mood for clicking links, we've got a worst match ever. Click that because it's me, Pete and Tempest, watching and reacting to Damian Priest versus The Miz, the zombie lumberjack match from WrestleMania Backlash a couple of years ago. But until then, I've been Luke Owen, DAD. That has been Ollie Davis. Jam that jam.
Jam that jam. Jam that jam. Jam that jam. Jam that jam.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.